Kultúra, a kultúra ala, a kultúra nemzeti ala.
A kultúra... Culture is the foundation of the nation, this person says. Thousands echo his sentiment on a rainy, gloomy winter day in downtown Budapest. Artists, opposition politicians, and others express their sadness and anger over what they say amounts to a government takeover of independent theaters. The law was rushed through parliament in time for Christmas by legislatures supporting Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. It includes a bigger say for Orbán's right-wing nationalist government over the appointment of directors at municipal theaters that receive central state funding. Many theaters depend on the state to operate as they lack the financial resources to work without government support. In future, a National Council on Culture will determine which institutions are culturally significant enough to receive financing for 5 years. Its president will be appointed by the government. The recently elected liberal-leaning mayor of Budapest, Gergely Karácsony, is furious. He tells the crowd that the law is a government attempt to punish the united opposition for its victories in the October municipal election.
I'm unhappy that I have to come on stage again, because I believe that the podium, just like culture, is not for the politicians. It belongs to the artists and their public. But we know that everybody is being dictated to by the government. We also know that it's mostly because of Budapest. It's an attempt to punish us for the October 13th municipal elections. At that time, the people of Budapest raised their heads out of the swamp. They decided to vote to take back their city.
The Budapest mayor has urged wealthy people in the capital to help finance the theaters. And earlier this week, he signed a free cities agreement with the mayors of capital cities in nearby countries, Prague, Warsaw, and Bratislava. Like Budapest, these capitals are all ruled by independent or opposition leaders. Karácsony hopes their agreement will help them obtain direct funding from the European Union. Hungary's culture bill, which was rushed through parliament within days, is narrower in scope than the government planned. But that was only because the original proposals were leaked and drew condemnation from across the cultural scene. However, artists view the revised law as a further effort by Orbán's ruling Fidesz party and its Christian Democratic allies to limit artistic freedom of expression and cultural autonomy. Until now, theaters were among the last beacons of free speech and freedom of thought. That's because many of the country's mainstream and public media have been placed under the control of Orbán's allies. And the government has also increased its influence over education, scientific research, courts, and even churches. Young Hungarian actress Elisa Sodro of the Radnoti Miklós Theatre is concerned about the future of her generation.
Mi Magyarország 30 év alatti színművészei vagyunk.
We, Hungary, are the under 30-year-old actors. A lot of things could have divided us, such as where we graduated from, or who our class teacher was, or who we voted for. But our generation works together, as in the case of this cultural law. Under these rules, we don't feel secure or see any future in our field.
Actor András Bálint compares the current political climate to the situation 3 decades ago, when Hungary was a communist country without a multi-party democracy.
We can see a repetition of the 1970s with central control and censorship. I've already been through that. Let's not have it again.
Actress Judith Pokani agrees.
I was an actress in the 1960s, 70s and 80s. After 30 years of democracy, I didn't expect to be intimidated as I was back then.
But the streets may soon be the only place where there is space for real debate. Besides the new culture law, the Prime Minister's Fidesz and its Christian Democratic coalition partners have also rushed through legislation which the opposition has dubbed a muscle law. It seeks to eliminate protests inside Parliament. For example, fines for legislators who don't toe the line have been increased from 6 months' salary to 12 months. And suspensions have been increased from 9 parliamentary sessions to a whopping 60. The European Union has expressed concern over the democratic credentials of Hungary, a member state. But for now, it remains up to Hungarians themselves to show their discontent with the rapid changes here. Stefan Bos, DW, Budapest.